is an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Miami, this is The Second Level, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Here's Eitan Shander.
I promised, and we're going to live up to that promise. We're going to geek out a lot with some Philadelphia stuff. Eddie George, one of the best running backs, one of the best football players you've ever heard of in the NFL and college, Philadelphia's own, of course, famous playing in for the Oilers and Titans. But we got to talk Philly. There's some good bad. And first off, Eddie, I know you're here with Jack Daniels, Eitan Shander, SB Nation Radio. It is a pleasure and honor to break bread with you, sir.
Absolutely, man.
Abington's finest.
Although I would like to have, well, now, first of all, we got to get something cleared out the way, off the rip. Where you get your cheesesteaks from in Philly?
Okay. My favorite cheesesteak spot is Larry's because they used to they don't have it anymore, but they used to have the belly filler, and that's right by St. Joe's.
Okay.
And that was like where you could go with like four or five of your boys, and it could be late, and you could basically buy one belly filler and be good.
Now,
I stay away from Pat's, Geno's, and Jim's.
There you go.
Those are the three that I tell people. Steve's is pretty good.
Steve's is good. Ishka Bibble's is good.
Wait. Best chicken cheese. You didn't ask me chicken cheesesteak. Well, best chicken cheesesteak is Ishka Bibble's.
Without a doubt. Italian Kitchen off Cobbs Creek.
Ooh.
Pagano's back in the day used to be good. Then they kind of fell off. But I think any hole in the wall on like Broad Street going to North Philly.
Right.
You get the chicken wings.
Yes.
That's where you get it. But nah, it's a pleasure to be on with you, man.
Did I pass the test?
You passed the
test. You know he was gonna kick my ass out of here if I said Jim's.
You said had you said Geno's a pass, like you want something else.
Where you really from? Delray and something like that?
No, you're from Delaware, right? Everybody from Delaware. I'm from Philly. I'm really I live in Delaware. No, that's about an hour away.
Smyrna, man. That's far, man. Yeah, exactly. Come on. You might get the radio stations or the TV stations down there, but that's not it.
Right.
It's crazy because you're right. There's a spot in East Falls, PA. You know where it is. It's basically right outside. It's technically Philadelphia, but it's right outside the city. Uh-huh. And just to your point, it's – you would walk by it thinking it's a bodega, and you wouldn't even know what's in there. But
they
go
got
in there,
the best cheesesteaks in the city, man. I mean, they know how to do it. Same grill from 1950, the same flavor of the onions. I mean, listen, you got to marry the onions and the meat, the salt, pepper. There's got to be a nice marriage to that, and the rolls got to be Amoroso rolls.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. You can lace it with any type of cheese you want: cheese whiz, American cheese, provolone. It's just heaven when you get it right.
I was concerned that we wouldn't have time to chat, and you would be chatting with Jets fan Jake and Texans fan. Now, again, Houston, so he's going to talk you up about that, Cody. And I knew that no Philadelphia would be brought up, and it would be an injustice to you, sir.
Right. So that's a really a great way to get to my heart, is talk about the city of brotherly love.
I love it. Now, will a cheesesteak from your place of choice go well with Jack Daniels?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I didn't even
think about that.
Jack Daniels with anything is perfect, and that's why I'm here this week to talk about drinking responsibly. Jack Daniels is a Tennessee a company, Lynchburg, Tennessee, and basically they're pushing an ad where they're taking the product from the beginning stages of being made. Somebody's responsible for how it's being barreled to how it gets to the end user, and the end user has a responsibility to drink responsibly, and to as you're engaging in different deals throughout this weekend, whether it's parties, to do it right, to do it correctly. They have a partnership with Uber where they're going to get a $5 credit.
That's great.
To encourage not to drink and drive.
Sure.
So that's the whole premise of me being here today, is to talk about how great of a brand Jack Daniels is, the history behind it, but also to do it in a responsible way with your cheesesteak of choice.
I'm thinking about that now, you know, and unfortunately I have to wait until I get back to Philly, because you know there are a lot of violations around the country where they'll say Philadelphia, and they call it steak and cheese. You notice that? You get a steak and cheese stand.
What is that?
It's cheese steak. And if it doesn't have Philadelphia in front of it, It ain't a cheesesteak.
Nah, I don't.
Like,
nah.
Like if somebody's trying to make a different type, like if it doesn't have the name Jack Daniels, it doesn't have the history associated
exactly.
with it, the brand associated
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. Brand is everything. And that's why I'm glad I'm partnering with Jack Daniels on doing a lot of different things outside of this promotion for 2020. But this is the main one that we're pushing this week.
I got to get your thoughts on two Philadelphia. Not one is much bigger. One's positive, one's tough, difficult.
Yeah.
Let's start with Kobe Bryant. It stopped the world, and rightfully so. And we in Philadelphia have a special, not different, but just a special connection with Kobe
well,
and what
up,
he meant.
He grew up in the area. I mean, not too far from where I played ball at Abington. He went to Lower Merion. And back then, Lower Merion was just on the bottom rung.
Mm.
But he built that team up and that community up on his back. You know, it's really hard to fathom and to see that end date behind his name and to think that, man, we're talking about the legacy of Kobe Bryant in terms of death and in terms of his end and how it happened, all the lives that were lost on the plane. He was with his daughter, and he was doing something like what dads do, you know, taking his daughter to basketball practice, something he enjoyed doing. And that's the tough part, is like, how do you try to find the light or the blessing in that, you know?
Well, you've been through this before with a former teammate.
Yeah, with a former teammate.
And it devastated the town. I can't imagine what it did to you.
And the sting of death eventually subsides, but what still resonates is the loss. But over time, you begin to extract out the good out of it. And what I've drawn is three things. Dude was a warrior. He had a relentless spirit. Anything that Kobe wanted to do in life, whether it was being a businessman, a story writer, a poet, a rapper, basketball player, he was going to do it and approach it the same way he did basketball. And he was on a trajectory after the game to do the same thing in his second life in terms of his career. And he had some great things brewing. We've watched him remarkably grow from a arrogant, snot-nosed, couldn't tell him what to do.
Kid from the burbs,
tough guy, wannabe tough guy, to becoming a superstar, legitimate. The growth and the evolution behind that was awesome to see. Been with the organization for 20 years, something that's unheard of. Two numbers retired. That's what I see in just watching his highlight. I sat back and watched his last game, and to put up 60 points, missed his first five.
Yep.
Could have got discouraged,
yep.
But knowing him, that's when you're like, you know what? I can see now how he can compare him between Michael and him.
Yeah.
I can see it because this put 60, not 30.
Nope.
Not 15.
60, right.
But to say, you know what? I can still, if I choose to do this, for another 15 years, I can't.
Right.
But I'm going out on my own terms, and he, I mean, he was so articulate. I just love Kobe Bryant. What he stood for.
Man, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Honestly, you just encapsulated what so many people are thinking that can't get it out. Eddie, I can't thank you enough for the time.
Is that it?
Look, they're saying you got to go. They're saying you got to. So I have to. I'll get fired if I don't ask you this question.
Man,
okay.
We'll figure it out.
20 years ago today, mm-hmm. The anniversary, the loss, a yard short.
Yep.
It's got to stick with you every day.
You know, again, a lot of things sting at first, but for the most part, the fact that we're able to talk about that game is probably one of the top Super Bowls we ever played is victory in itself. Because if I asked you who won the Super Bowl last year, you have to really think about it. Like, oh, New England won.
That's right.
Or 5 years ago.
Right.
Or six, seven. But 20 years ago, to have played like a warrior in that game and fell up 1 yard short, I'm really proud of that feat, honestly.
Good, and you
Man,
should be, because
absolutely.
That team. And congrats to Harold Carmichael.
All right, but yeah, Harold Carmichael.
That's
get
right.
Some more tasty cakes, too, man.
I should have brought some for
apple
you, brother.
Pies, man.
Oh,
God
I should have brought you.
Man.
Now, can we take a picture live on the air here? Because I can't technically break. It's too early, but we'll talk through this as we take a picture. The great Eddie George, Philadelphia, Abington's finest. It's all right. You know, we can talk through this here. And also, Eddie still has the headset on, so it looks official.
My man.
You know, we need a running back.
Hey,
you know, we need a running back.
Right dollar amount, man. I'll come out.
You want me to talk to Howie?
Talk to Howie.
I'm going to send a text.
I would love to add a couple more. And matter of fact, I can get about 10 more yards and surpass Tiki.
Listen,
Tiki's about 7 yards ahead of me. I would love to come out from. It's like the,
could you retire as an Eagle though? Could you re-retire as an Eagle?
I could probably re-retire as an Eagle.
Jack Daniels, all right?
Make that happen, though.
You got it, Eddie. I appreciate
it. Great
you,
story. All right, my man.
Yeah, thank you so much. Eddie George, wow, what a treat. And I'm sorry, but I had to selfishly take over. It's not often that you get a chance to talk cheesesteaks with a guy who actually knows cheesesteaks. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap the hour. We have a busy second hour here live at Radio Row. Eitan Shander, SB Nation Radio.